Hello, this is Nikki. This session is entitled Slide. That's right. What images does that word bring to mind? A playground, perhaps? A tall, shiny aluminum contraption? If you were brave enough, you would climb up to the top. Once you were there, you would simply let go and slide down as quickly as you could. And then, if you were very brave indeed, you would do it again. I'm quite sure that some time from now, when you come out of trance, you might just become aware of my reasons for naming this session. Just to be clear, males and females may both enjoy this session. And if you're wondering if the session is erotic, well, it will be as erotic as your subconscious mind wants it to be. As always, you should be in a comfortable place and dressed or undressed comfortably. No pagers, phones, or anything else that might attempt to intrude upon your trance. And now, as always, simply relax and listen to the sound of my voice. Good. Now, you may or may not remember that I have asked you before what it is about a woman's voice that is so spellbinding. There are so many ways to be hypnotized: swinging crystals, spinning spirals, yes, and even staring into lovely, captivating eyes. That it seems almost ironic that the simple sound of a voice can be so powerful. Have you ever stared into the eyes of a woman, or even imagined doing so? And did you feel your mind calming as your thoughts gently faded away, as you sank deeper into those eyes? It's as if they draw you in and pull you down. You find them so comforting, so soothing, and so relaxing. It becomes so easy to simply stare deeper and deeper into her eyes. What about spirals? You could, if you wanted to. Remember that I've used spirals in the past myself. Your eyes are automatically drawn to the very center, and they are held there as it spins and whirls around and around, around and around. You might feel as though you're being physically pulled to the center of the spiral, and you cannot help but sink into trance as your subconscious mind realizes that there is no way to keep from being pulled in. Or perhaps you've been hypnotized by a swinging crystal. Or even the image of a swinging crystal. I've used them myself, as you may or may not remember. A beautiful, shining crystal, gently swaying back and forth, back and forth. The chain held between the fingers of a woman you trust. And before you know it, you find that it has become so easy to watch it that you can't even think about looking away. She continues to swing it back and forth, and your eyes